What not to do: resenting design, fearing calling, and letting other people define your womanhood. In this session, we are looking at what not to do when it comes to sacred calling, female embodiment, and confidence as a woman of God. Mary, the mother of Jesus, offers a beautiful picture of surrender and holy courage. But many women struggle precisely where Mary was steady. They resent their design, fear what calling will cost, or let other people define what their womanhood means. One mistake is resenting female design. Some women quietly feel that womanhood gets in the way of real significance. They may never say it aloud, but they act as if male embodiment is the default for strength, leadership, or impact. They see their emotions, fertility, softness, beauty, relational awareness, or desire for marriage and motherhood as embarrassing complications instead of part of God's meaningful design. That resentment weakens confidence. A woman cannot walk peacefully in calling while inwardly fighting her own created nature. Another mistake is fearing calling because it may bring misunderstanding. Mary's calling placed her in a vulnerable position. She would be misunderstood if God did not defend her. Many women today fear visible obedience for similar reasons. They fear people talking. They fear not being believed. They fear being judged. They fear being too much or not enough. They fear how men in authority, fathers, pastors, mentors, or future husbands may interpret their sense of calling. Fear can make a woman delay obedience and shrink from what God is asking. A third mistake is letting other people define womanhood for you. Some men define womanhood too narrowly. Some women define it reactively. Culture often swings between decorative womanhood and competitive womanhood. But biblical womanhood is neither fragile prettiness nor hardened imitation of men. A woman called by God should not let public opinion, male approval, or cultural confusion decide how she understands herself. This also matters in ministry settings. A woman may begin over-explaining her calling, defending her presence, or trying to prove her worth in mixed-gender environments. She may overcompensate with toughness or collapse into passivity. Neither response is healthy. Calling should not produce vanity, and resistance should not produce self-erasure. The goal is not to win every debate about womanhood. The goal is to live faithfully before God. This course offers broad Christian wisdom and practical formation, not clinical counseling. But it does name real patterns of disorder. Some women fear calling because they associate visibility with danger. Some resent embodiment because of wounds, comparison, or confusion. Some keep changing themselves to fit the expectations of important people. These struggles may require pastoral care and, in some cases, professional support if deeper pain is involved. Here are healthier truths to say: God did not make a mistake in making me a woman. My calling does not require me to reject femininity. I do not need every person to understand me in order to obey God. Holiness matters more than impression management. I can be female, called, and peaceful. What not to do: do not despise your womanhood. Do not delay obedience until everyone approves. Do not let fear of men define the size of your yes to God. Do not turn calling into self-promotion. Do not treat marriage, singleness, motherhood, or ministry as threats to your identity. Do not let cultural noise tell you that faithfulness is weakness. Instead, receive God's design and walk in His calling with humility. Mary shows us that holy womanhood is not confused, ashamed, or self-invented. It is surrendered, embodied, and brave. A woman who knows that can live with peace even when the path ahead is costly or misunderstood.